Hey, what's up? I'm Derek from the band Sum 41.
On the way here, I was like praying that you guys played first so I could for sure catch your set, because once I go backstage, I don't even get to catch any bands.
This is the first show that we've been on early. We had two guys who had to leave tonight. They're going to the airport, so we had to play earlier today.
How do you like the early shows for festivals?
It's fine. You know, it's definitely different. We just woke up and had to play, but the crowd was great, so that helps.
Let's jump into the new album, 13 Voices. This is an album full of firsts. You know, the most important one was this is the first album that you're sober while working on it.
Yeah.
Coming into the studio like that, did it feel like it was your first time ever writing a record?
Everything, yeah, it really did. Everything felt like it was brand new. I mean, when I was drinking and it got to a point where, you know, it was so bad I went to the hospital. When I came out of the hospital, there were so many things. I mean, my whole body was shut down. I couldn't walk for a long time. I had nerve damage in my feet that I couldn't, you know, stand up or move around. So that I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how to play guitar again because it had been so long that it felt like I didn't really even know how to play. So everything was new. And then I started writing songs because I had nothing when I started. Not even a single note, not a riff, nothing. Right. And when I started writing, it felt like I had to learn how to write songs again. Everything was brand new.
Now, was this like your rehab? Like being in the studio and writing this record, was that like the rehab for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, having a record to write and a tour to go on, you know, eventually in the future, having that, you know, in my mind kept me sober, kept me moving, kept me working and pushing and trying to recover. You know, it's the reason why I recovered, if at all, but as quickly as I did.
Yeah. How does it feel going on stage now performing these songs now that you're fully, you know, functioning?
It's definitely an amazing feeling to be back out on stage again.
Right.
You know, like it was all I really, really wanted to do. When you lose almost everything and you're lying there thinking, like, what do I really, really want? All I could think about is I just want to get back up on stage.
Right.
You know, I just want to play music again.
Now, before you had mentioned something about Walking Disaster, that it was one of your toughest songs to write because it was so personal. With this record, did you find another song like that when creating it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a song called War that was, it was an important song for me on the record because I wrote it right at like this tipping point of my recovery where the progress was so slow with recovering and I couldn't walk yet and it had been almost a year and everything just felt like it wasn't getting better, and I could have easily just fell off and just went back to drinking and stuff because I'm not getting any better. It's a, you know, I might as well just drink away the last bit of my life. You know, who cares? Or I could push harder and work harder and try to get to where I'm trying to get to. And I wrote this song right at that moment, and it was about fighting for what you love, you know, harder than you've ever fought before. And once I had that song, I kind of like, well, I have this song now, so I kind of have to live up to it. Because how am I going to play this song?
Right.
You know, so that was an important song.
Was that maybe like one of the first songs that you actually put to paper for this record? Or
yeah, lyrically it was, yeah. I mean, I'd written some music and some riffs and stuff like that, but those were the first lyrics I wrote for the album.
Right. Now, you've jammed with Zumo many times before for years already, right? What was it like going into the studio with him for the first time?
Yeah, it was definitely, I mean, I knew he was a great drummer because we'd played. But once you get in the studio, it's a whole different thing because you get all the microphones on there and you can really hear it in the speakers and what's he going to sound like? You know, I had no idea and I was beyond pleased. You know, it just took the songs I was writing to a new level.
With this record, you also produced this record. You've produced pretty much every record that you guys have done.
To a certain degree.
Why is it that you prefer doing it yourself rather than having, you know, an outside producer?
You know, I don't prefer to do it on my own. I rather have a producer. But every time we meet with a producer or start working with a producer, it just doesn't quite go the way we want it to go. It just sort of, like, we have the songs, I have demos, and then we take it to a producer, and they start changing into a way that doesn't feel as good to all of us. So it just, we end up going back to what I had already done.
Right.
And so, you know, and especially the way I record now or the way I write songs now is I record them as I'm writing them. So, you know, once a demo is finished, it's kind of like that's the album version too.
So is that a faster way for you to release a record also?
Not really, no. It takes longer because I'm doing all the work of the producer and the writer and the performer. So right. It takes a long time.
Now with the title, 13 Voices, what is the significance of the 13 Voices?
13 Voices sort of represents all the like the chaotic noise that was going on in my head at the time while I was trying to write, because I had all these things that were going on in my life outside of music, like recovery, physiotherapy, sobriety, and you know, going to support groups like AA and things like that, and just all these. Everyone sort of had an opinion on what I should be doing, and I had all my own thoughts about the music, which was already loud enough in my head. You know, when you're sober, that's the biggest thing that was different for me writing this album was I never get out of my head. You know, when I used to be done writing for the day or recording, you'd go out and you'd go drink and party and do whatever. You wake up the next day and you talk about how crazy last night was, and you're like, yeah, I should get some work done now. And then you're like off, and then you go back to, it's a cycle, you know. Yeah. And then this time being sober, it's like the music never left my head. If I was done work and I wanted to go out for dinner or I wanted to go to bed or whatever it is, you just lie there. It's just all you're analyzing and thinking about lyrics, and it's just so much noise in my head. And it's like at one point I said, I feel like I have 13 voices in my head all the time. So that's what it means.
And with the sobriety now, is it harder to be on tour because, you know, alcohol and drinks and whatnot, it's around you. So does that make it harder for you, or are you at a point right now where it doesn't even faze you?
As of right now, and that's all I can really speak for, as of right now, no, it doesn't bother me at all. You know, and I hope it continues that way. But I think, honestly, because being sober and being healthy is new and exciting. Right. Because I drank so much for so long that this is actually new and exciting. Waking up early is fun. You know, for me now, I was usually up till the morning, but no, now it's like doing what I'm doing right now is new and exciting. Yeah. And that's what keeps me sober, probably.
That's awesome. Now, a couple, like earlier this year, actually, I hung out with Ludacris and I was talking to him about 2005.
Oh, yeah.
You guys did a remix with him. Yeah. And I was curious, I asked him why he wanted to work with you guys, because he's a big fan of, you know, punk rock. And so he was just excited that you guys got to work together. But I want to know your side of the story. Why did you want to work with Ludacris, and what was it about Ludacris?
Well, I mean, we've always loved hip-hop, you know, rap music, too. You know, like, it's just, that's kind of what we started with in the beginning. Like, I mean, in the 80s when we were getting into music, when, you know, I was born in 1980. So by, like, you know, the mid to late 80s, you start to, like, notice music on your own, and rap was like, you know, Run DMC, that was like the thing.
Which, that's who I thought would have been your first, DMC, not just recently.
I know, you know, I just, it's sort of the way things work out, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we were always fans of Ludacris.
Yeah.
Always, right from the very beginning. So we tried to do a song with him in 2002, I think, and it didn't work out. So then by 2005, it came around again, and he asked us this time. We asked him to do a song. Right. It didn't work out. He asked us this time. But yeah, it was great.
Now, as I was waiting outside, I saw Ashton from 5 Seconds of Summer walk by.
Oh, really?
You've worked with them as well. You've done some writing with them. They're young musicians, but what was your experience with them? How do you feel about their writing process?
I only worked with two of them, which is Michael and Callum, and I was really impressed with how much involvement they have. You know, like they definitely know what they want, and they write on their own, and they've got ideas, you know, like that are good ideas, and they're very, very involved.